Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, Nida 31. And today's Daf Yomi will begin on the bottom of Lamed on the Beis and the bottom of 30B, where we're continuing the Braisa, which we discussed in yesterday's Daf Yomi, which was that when a fetus is inside the mother's womb, the fetus has this ability to see the entire world. And indeed, the fetus is taught the entire Torah by an angel, but the angel comes and the angel strikes the fetus just before the fetus is born. So the Gemara, the Braisa then continues and says, "Ve'enu yotze misham ad shemashpinu," so that even though the fetus learns the entire Torah and the fetus is then forgets the entire Torah, the fetus is not able to be born. We don't allow the fetus to leave the womb until we make the fetus take an oath, as it states, "Ki li tichra kol berach tishavel kol ashon." Because before me, as it states in the verse in Isaiah chapter 45, before me every knee shall bend, and tishava kol ashon, every tongue shall swear. What does it mean, ki li tichra kol berach, that before me every knee shall bend? This is ze yom ha-misa, this is the day of death, as it states, lefanav yichru kol yordei afar, as it states, before him shall bend all who descend. Before him all who descend to the dust shall kneel. Tishava ko ashon. What does it mean? To me every tongue shall swear. This refers to ze yom haleda, as it states, nechi chapayim uvar levav asher lo nasal lashav nafshi v'lo nishbal mirma. That one with who can ascend the mountain of Hashem, that one who has not sworn in vain by my soul, nor has he taken an oath deceitfully. And so then the Braisa says, what is this oath that we make this fetus swear? May yashvu Hashem ashpinu so. The oath we make him swear is tehit sadik v'al tehi rasha. We make him take an oath that he should be righteous and not wicked. V'afil kolam kulo omrim l'cha tzadik ata. Even if the whole world says you are righteous, you still haye be'necha k'rasha. You should be in your own eyes like you are a wicked person. V'aviodeya, continues the Braisa, shakadosh baruch hu tahor, that Hashem is pure, u'misharis of tahorim, and all those who serve God are pure. U'nishama shenasam b'cha tahorahi, and the Braisa says the soul that God places you is pure. Imatam eshamra b'tara mutav. If you guard when you're born, if you guard the neshama properly, then you will be good. V'im lav, and Hashem says, but if not, hareini notla mimcha. If you're not going to guard the neshama that I placed in your body, I'm going to take it back from you. And in this context, the Gemara cites another braisa, Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, Mashal kohen shemasar truma l'amaretz. This is like a parable of a kohen who gave the sacred food to an amaretz to eat. V'amar lo, when he says to this person who's not careful about the laws of Tumah and Tahara, he says, Imatam Meshamar Batar Mutav, if you guard this truma to only eat it while you're in a pure state, good. V'imlav Harini Sorfo Fanecha. But if not, I shall burn the truma in front of you, because we know that truma becomes Tameh, it needs to be burnt. And indeed, the Gemara now cites the position of Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar taught, how do we know that the child has to take an oath just before he is born? How do we know that? Mikra, the verse states, Mimei Imi atagozi. This is a verse from Tehillim chapter 71. It says, from the womb of my mother atagozi, which means you made me swear. So the Gemara says, how do we know this expression gozi means to swear? My mashma dahai gozi lishna da ishtabuihu. How do we know it means to swear? And the Gemara cites a verse from Jeremiah to prove that, because it says, gozi nizrech vashlichi, cut off your hair and cast it away. And so therefore, since we see that the word guz is next to the word nizrech, just like nizrech refers to a nazir who takes an oath, so too guz refers to an oath. And we're on Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, and Rabbi Elazar taught, lama v'la dome b'mei imo, what is a fetus compared to while it's in its mother's womb? The ego's munach b'seifal shamayim, it's compared to a nut that is floating in a bowl of water. Adam no sein etzba'o alav, a person puts his finger on the nut, and shokeya lekan lekan, and the nut can go in either direction. And so therefore, God forbid, if a person hits hits the mother's womb, then the fetus can be hurt. But it also means figuratively that a baby in the mother's womb is capable of becoming anything. There, nobody is born to be wicked, but you could put your finger, so to speak, on the baby's neshama, on the baby's guf, and you could, God forbid, end up with the baby going in the wrong direction very, very easily. From birth, the baby very easily can go in the wrong direction. That's why it's similar to a nut. Just like a nut can easily go in the wrong direction, so too the baby can go in the wrong direction. The commentaries ask, why do we need to make this baby take an oath? We already took an oath at Sinai in order to keep the whole Torah. So why do we need to take another oath at this point? So one of the answers to this question is that the oath at Sinai was to keep the Torah. But here we're saying that we're not just going to keep the letter of the law, we're going to go beyond the letter of the law. And we're going to say that tzaddik here doesn't mean to just be righteous. It means to make fences and to make sure that we don't sin. And you might think, why would I sin? Because you're saying to Alti Rasha, don't think that you're not, it's not possible that you're going to sin. For sure it's possible that you're going to sin. And there's so many times we fall in life. And so therefore we have to be very careful not to sin. And therefore we're saying, don't be wicked. Don't follow that path. Another possibility is that at Sinai we only took the oath about our neshama, but now that the baby's being born, the baby has to take the oath also about their body. And that's why we make the baby take an oath right when they are born.